So, this is the Metapsychosis editorial meeting, August 12th, 2020. We're here with Jeffrey, Bridget, Mary, and myself, Marco. And we're in the last week or so of our submissions window. I think we can dedicate a large part of this meeting to discussing submissions and our editorial calendar and plan. I have a few technical notes to share. But that shouldn't take too long.
Worried about
beyond that, I have no real introductory comments. Other than if I were good, you know, I could go meta and talk and think about the submissions in general. But where would you like to start? And I think we lost Mary.
Check on something on the stove, and I didn't want to give you motion sickness.
Okay.
I'm still listening in.
I wondered if we have enough submissions or whether we need to shake up the bushes a bit more to see if we can get a few more submissions in.
It seems like we could probably use a few more. I don't think we have a lack of material because between, I have a list that I just put together and odds and ends of things that projects that are kind of open loops that haven't been finished. I feel that we have some material already like latent within the space, and also each of us could contribute something. So I'm not worried about not having too many submissions. I've gotten in touch with a few people who are interested in submitting, but might not be able to make the deadline. Probably can't make the deadline. So I think it would be good to shake the bush, and whatever shakes out, I think is, from my perspective, probably fine.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe during this meeting we can actually like sit down with the calendar and see how it fills out. And if we've got roughly enough material, then we'll know whether to worry or not. And I mean, it is a trick that magazines and journals do the day before the deadline to announce that everyone gets a 5-day extension. we could that would be something we could do.
The thought had crossed my mind. I've used to do that for sales emails for out patio furniture sales. You know, we do a Memorial Day weekend sale, and then magically something would come up that makes it really important that we extend the deadline for another few days. Usually it's because there weren't enough sales. But we could do that. I wonder if there's anybody you know, like in particular, who you think, you know, whether they're an associate or somebody that you know, you're just aware of, that we could invite, you know, more direct kind of targeting.
Well, I was kind of thinking, but again, it's not, I'm not quite sure what to do about it exactly. But for instance, I announced it on the Clarion West site, and I got some feedback back. Some people sort of woke up and said, oh, it's interesting that you're editor on this journal. And I got a sort of some chit-pat chat back about it. But nobody seemed that interested in applying for it. And I'm thinking that's maybe it's the way the call for submissions is pitched. It doesn't really attract science fiction fantasy writers, even though there's no reason why they couldn't submit something to the, you know, and so I'm not quite sure what to do about that. I think there's a way maybe to pitch it, or a way to solicit submissions from people in that, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but.
Can I say that, because of where we are in the cycle of this, because it's our inaugural thing, we're not paying, and a lot of people do focus on paying markets, especially in science fiction, where the potential to get paid is larger. And we're also unknown, like it's our first one, so we don't have a reputation to trade on yet. So I think those are two things that that are working against us, but that are like not going to be long-term problems with us for us, because we're obviously going to build up.
well, they're also like genre-specific, like language. It's like just different idioms. With, you know, that different genre writers would respond to, like science fiction, fantasy is one, romance novels another, mystery. If this were like a philosophy journal and we were really, you know, engaging in like professional level, like philosophy, then I don't think any philosopher would respond to the call. So I wonder, I mean, part of what it made me think is maybe, you know, there could be sort of, and poetry is different too. And there's different schools of poetry, you know, which have their own kind of valences of language. Like what if in a way, like this is more of a long-term kind of thinking thought, but we had different sort of channels that were loose, permeable, not overly rigid, but kind of groupings like of types of literature that has a home on metapsychosis. So certain kinds of poetry, science fiction, or SF, what Don Haraway calls SF, which is like science fiction or speculative fiction or string figure. Like she has a whole riff on what that means. But in a way, we had different channels. And I mean, even like there could be like editors who are more associated with a given channel, like who are more attuned to science fiction or more attuned to the paranormal or more attuned to consciousness studies or poetry, whatever it is, not too many, not too few, but it would allow us to kind of fine tune the kinds of calls that we make. When we make an invitation for submissions, somebody could know that their piece would end up going into this, in this channel, and have, you know, like have more of a, it would just be more pitched to them. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be anything though. Like there's a kind of like mix of themes that I think metapsychosis is like intersection. It's like an intersectionality of genres.
Which is both its strength and, as you say, a kind of marketing weakness in a way, in order to pitch it, right? So.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help us right now necessarily, but
I mean, I take your point, Mary, but you know, it's true that the science fiction journals pay, but the competition to get a piece published in those journals is colossal. It's not so easy to, you know, so if you're howling out for the one that will pay and you keep submitting and going through the rejection process, you know, there is a kind of process involved, but there must be some people who are interested in just getting stuff published and not too worried about the money side of it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I like I said before, I'm not sure we have a problem of not enough. Like, I think we... I think we might have enough to fill out our fall calendar, or almost enough. So I think some last minute beating of the bushes is helpful, but I don't think it's a cause for alarm.
No, actually, I think, I mean, just looking at the list that we have, to me, it seems like it's a larger list than usual, to be honest, from what we usually have. You know, we might get, you know, we might be trying to fill out, like just doing a couple of submissions a month or something. And I would figure we have at least enough to do one per week. Not all necessarily in the same, you know, like I remember we were talking about, doing a fiction, certain kind of fiction piece one day, poetry another day, an essay another day, and so on. I don't know that we quite have that yet, but I think we still would have enough to at least have one feature a week. I would think. Maybe more. I don't know. I have to go back and look at the... I've been trying to keep up with the submissions table. And I still haven't... Yes, I saw your email, Marco, about the workaround. I'm sorry. I hadn't actually read through all of those posts. But I need to go in because because what I'm doing is I'm actually putting my rating on and my rating's not showing up, so I have to fix that. But
yeah, and I think I may have fixed it, so give it another try.
Yes.
All right. Well, if I look at the calendar, and we were planning to start in October.
Yeah.
So let's say that's the 5th, Monday, the 5th of October. And then taking it like to, you know, Christmas time would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, more or less like 10, 11, 12 weeks would take us to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
11 is maybe, you know, allows longer, you know, longer break. But we can imagine 10 to 12 weeks, perhaps, of publishing if we start in October. So, you know, if we were to fill out like a full grid, that could be, you know, like 4 pieces a week, which was what I imagined, which I'm sure is too ambitious. But and that would be up to 40 pieces, 40 to, you know, 40 to 50 pieces, 40 to 48 pieces. I don't think we have that many.
Keep in mind that some of the people that we're interested in to submitted things that are not a one-time only thing. So I know we were talking about what's her name? That wrote the book on consciously evolving language. She had the blog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like there was some interest in her. And I've edited it and I find it quite readable and nice. That's, if we wanted to go forward with her, that's like 20 chapters.
Mm-hmm.
If we were going to do one every other week, for example, or even every week, mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That starts to fill up our space.
That's a good point.
Quickly too. So, and I think there were other ones that we were potentially interested from the previous batch in our salvage file that were multi-chapter.
Yeah, the Penny Blake one, which was quite long, although that was poetry, and so I'm not sure you can break it up that easily. But anyway.
But it might be nice to do like 2 or 3 poems a week, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how many there were exactly.
44 pages, I think.
Yeah. So she was interested in breaking it up. That's quite a lot of material.
There's another one. Maya had wrote a book. It's a novel, she calls it climate fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's published, like it's already a PDF, and I haven't been able to find a print version. And I started reading it and was liking it. I don't think got far enough to really like fully like grok what it's about and to like evaluate it. But she was interested in submitting it, and I told her that I would help, like, you know, introduce it into the conversation. And kind of see what we could do with it. So that's an option as well, where it could be serialized. And that's a long one, so it could be serialized over months, potentially. And, you know, come out a chapter a week or every other week, and see if it, you know, see if it starts sticking that way.
Well, I kind of like the precedent of setting up serializations, because I think that is potentially is something that could be done in the long term that can attract writers, right? So, I mean, we already have the 3-part of Maricon, but you know, longer serializations would be interesting that way too.
Cool.
Yeah. We have done serializations before, because obviously we've had things that we've broken into parts and said, okay, here's part 1, part 2, part 3. And then we've had the ones that we've tried to kind of do all at once. But no, that sounds like a good idea if we have that.
The Fëanor piece maybe would be another one. Although that was like
that was like one piece that was like, yeah, you had to click on one part to get to another, and it was like a choose your own adventure is the way it kind of came out. And yeah, that was really, that took Wendy like a year. That was really difficult to put together. I remember that. I was like, oh God, I hope we don't get another one like that. Even though it was a really interesting piece. I mean, it was really cool, but the work of putting that one together, you know.
Yeah. Well, we released it all at once. It was more like the Netflix sort of binge drop.
Binge reading.
It could have been done, I guess, serially. Although who knows in what order.
Right, exactly. That was the problem. It was like, it was just kind of like whatever order you want to read this next? No, you want to read this? Okay, just go around.
Nonlinear serial.
Yeah. But
It sounds to me if we have 2 or 3 serial works that are going to be coming out once we can, it sounds like we maybe do, then we really only need to find, we're only looking for 12 to like one or two standalone works per week. So we're only looking for something like 10 to 20, which I think we might have.
I think, yeah, we might have. Yeah.
Well, I was just looking at the submissions table, and I would say in terms of things that have been rated excellent, okay, I think there's only about 5.
Right.
And the others, we'd have to work with the writers to get it to a point that, you know, maybe you want to publish it later on. But yeah, so that's just something to think about too. And whether or not they actually do something for us in a timely fashion, that's another part of it too.
Well, we still have a week to wait, a week, you know, some submissions.
Yeah, but we can decide on most of them and leave like five or six spots for what comes up, you know?
Yeah, although they're not, I don't see that many excellent. I think I labeled the Consciously Evolving Language one excellent, although I think it also needs work. Like, I think that it'll need work to translate. Because it's like from an old blog and there's still comments on there and things like that. It's not, you know, I think it potentially is excellent, but we don't have that shade.
You don't have that spectrum there, yeah.
Yeah, but Gasp, you thought was good. I mean, the only other excellent one was the dummy one. Why is this summer so hot?
And that's a fake one. That,
yeah, right.
That was like a fragment of another novel. That's a joke.
Right.
But there were ones in the old one that we were going to contact. You know? Do you know what I mean? There were
the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Let me open that up.
And we have Weekend Getaway too. That was also put in. At least by me is excellent.
So. Yeah, I just read that. Last night, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm always a little disappointed by his endings, I have to say. I like he carries me along, and I keep wanting to, like, he has this way of, it's almost like a trance, sort of the light trance state. He just kind of leads you through. He's very action-based. He's a good writer in that sense that he can carry you along, but I'm always disappointed by the end of his stories.
You gotta wait for the next story, basically. Tells you. But I think he's a pretty good writer.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, his stuff is almost like a series. It's like these kind of episodic dream sequences that he has. All right, so I'm looking at the table.
I liked The Spiritual Barber, and Jeffrey, I see you put needs work. Is that?
I just had a few minor comments, not minor, but I just a few things that I wanted him to think about, or the writer to think about, but
so it wasn't a needs work, like the needs work ones where we're we think they need like a lot of work,
a small amount of work compared to some of the other ones that we put needs work on. Yeah,
I liked that one too. I thought that was good.
So I see poems by Patrick DiCarlo as rated excellent, and then Annie Blake, who we mentioned.
Where's that? Oh, you looking at the old spreadsheet?
I'm looking at the old spreadsheet. Yeah.
Yeah, Annie Blake I like too.
Okay. I'm looking at it too.
I would want to reread The Father Spirit, because I remember being, I read that after I had posted my dad's obituary, and I remember being touched by that one. So I would revisit that.
Is that one I looked at?
You did. You rated it good.
Yeah.
And I think it's good also. I think it may be very good. I'm not sure.
I have so much trouble with this spreadsheet because it doesn't all fit on one screen. And so I can't see the end. I can't see my comments at the same time they're looking at the title. Oh, that's very 17.
Oh, so there were some where they sent a batch of poems and I only liked some of them. So Mike McNamara, I found most of them bland, but there were four or five that I thought were good, mm-hmm. good enough. So.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for, okay.
Benjamin Pierce. What was that? There's no title on his. Should refresh my memory. Well, I mean, just as a point of process, you know, we can sort of sort these and see what we, you know, what's rated excellent or good. And, you know, we could start populating a calendar. Maybe beginning with the recent submissions and also with work that that's not yet submitted, but maybe our own work. Like I know that I want to submit something and I'd like to submit it in the submission window actually, so that it could enter into the sort of process. But if there's anything like that, I have a list of a few pieces that are not yet like in the system, but that I'd like to enter into the system. I'll just rattle them off. One is, emailed with JF Martel, and, he's one who's in the middle of a book right now, but is interested in writing something in a few weeks.
Okay.
So I let him know, you know, like that he can just get to it when he gets to it. And then we could, we'll either, you know, when it's final, we'll either work it in or we could save it for next year. And then there's a few pieces that we had started like a year or 2 years ago, which we never finished, like one with Heather Fester. She
did
a piece, Notes on Space. And I've talked with her about completing that. And she's game to publish that and to complete that, to close that loop. There's an interview I did with a musician who we kind of sort of we paused, like he didn't want to go forward with the interview. He's a friend, like a high school friend. He's somebody I've known for a long time, and he got just kind of nervous. But I want to kind of reapproach him and ask him to take another look, because I reread it and he felt like he was sounded too arrogant, and I think he may have been being too self-critical, because he said some really interesting things, I thought, about music and the songwriting process, and you know, some reflections on his own songs. And there'd be a few songs that I think are really good. So that's another possibility. I'm also talking with a couple of friends. One of them's a professor. One's a student in the master's program, and another's a professor at Naropa, about doing a trialogue based on our experience over the solstice when we took mushrooms together.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we thought we might turn that into something. that might again be something that takes a while and is not going to really make it into this window. But then the last one is it's somebody that wishes to remain anonymous, and it's a duo that started a site called Limited Hangout, where they write about all kinds of kind of current sort of fringe topics, sort of the intersection of like cultural politics and spirituality and philosophy, the, you know, paranormal, weird stuff. So this is a piece called Becoming Aware of the Phenomena, Gene Gebser and the Integral Nature of UFOs, which I'm going to enter it into the system so you all can, or whoever would like to, could take a look.
I'd like to.
Yeah, it's like, it's somebody who's really read Gebser and really read a lot. It's quite erudite. It's a good piece, I think. Definitely for like insiders, like you have to have some inkling or care for Gebser. But of course, like we have read his book, so we can point people to all of our discussions on that. What else do I have on my list? And then just our own work. If there's Bridget, if you have pieces that you can excerpt from your work in progress, Mary, Jeffrey, I mentioned I'm going to submit a poem or two.
I thought I'd modify the one I put out as a dummy. It was one I was working on the write-a-thon, and I have a bunch of comments back from people, and I'm going to incorporate it and then do a new version of it. But I think it might suit Metapsychosis if I could rework it a bit. But.
Yeah, I'll look through what I have and see if I can excerpt anything from what I've got now. Let me take a look.
Yeah,
I can think of a short story and one poem that I think are on themes that are Metapsychosis friendly, like that would fit thematically. So I'll put those in the system too.
Cool.
So here's a suggestion. What if between now and our next meeting, which would be when the submission window closes, I believe. So it's 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah, the 26th.
Okay, well, that's good. Create a topic on the forum that's sort of like a list of candidates, just so we could maybe extract from our spreadsheets and put everything into one place. Yeah. And like one list, we can maybe even divide it up or by, you know, submissions, our own work, kind of network, people in our network, see how much we have. Uh-huh. And, you know, different genres or where they might fit. And then in our next meeting, when we will have by then had, you know, all any other submissions that are going to come in would come in, we could review those, but then look at the total list and start to parse it and see like how do we want to work with it, where do we want to put it on the calendar.
Okay, sounds good.
Like that.
Yeah.
I think I'll feel a whole lot better when we see it on a calendar. Like, I think that'll be the concrete visual that I need.
I also feel that I'll go and pick out the ones that other people said that were good and that I didn't read. So just to get a sense about what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be good to see kind of a list, say, okay, these are all the possible ones, and here's what it would look like on a calendar. Yeah, because I'm like that too. It's like, if I know that there's a date that we're aiming for, it's like, okay, now I can focus on this and work on it. When it's a little more abstract, I find that I'm also abstract, very distracted by other things. So it's helpful to really see that picture. So I think that's a good idea.
And for the ones we're sure of, it would be great to open communication with them sooner than later, just mm-hmm. Who knows what's going on in their lives and how long it could take them.
Yes.
I would like to mention too that so I've become good friends with Andrea Vandeloup from our Savitri Green.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrea has some poetry that is, she's not a poet. You know, she's not somebody who works at a poetry, but she has some poetry that I think is almost good enough, but not quite. So I've been trying to sort of, I don't know, find a way to work with her to get the poems into a slightly stronger form that could go in. But anyway, that's something I'm working on.
Well, that's nice. I also know that Matteo and not Andrea, but John Robert have gotten, and I've participated in some of it, an editorial team or crew together for collaboration, which is specifically the Sri Aurobindo Association journal, and they're sort of rebooting it, and it's very nice. It's a beautiful journal. It has that particular focus, but it's also trying to open up beyond just Aurobindo to be inclusive of other communities, other discourses, and to reach more people, really. So I also think, like, you know, we could be collaborative with collaboration. If there's material that comes in that maybe isn't perfect for Metapsychosis, we could point people to there. And they may, I haven't talked to Matteo specifically about this, but if they get submissions that aren't quite right for collaboration, but might be suitable for Metapsychosis, we could sort of share, you know, share interest, because we otherwise are collaborating on the readings that we're doing. But I was going to say about the ones we're about Mary, you said the ones you're sure, we're sure about, could we identify which ones those are?
Oh. You're muted.
I am muted. If we could do that, that would be great. So, sounds like maybe someone needs to be in touch with Annie Blake. That one, that seems to be pretty unanimous. I see that Jeffrey has been highlighting up our spreadsheet.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was everybody else's spreadsheet.
It's great what you're doing. So which ones are on that one? As
so I put up yellow for things that had at least one good and no contradictions. I think they're essentially one person has reviewed them and there's no second person, but the person has reviewed them as good, or okay, two people as good. I don't know why the different color schemes.
No, it's great. So which ones popped out as was there anything that popped out as sure in your collating?
Yes, there is something that's good. Hang on, let me, that's the Father Spirit, if Marco you're happy with it, came up good on both. Annie Blake, we all agree on. Anatolian Dreams, Diana Thorson. It's just the one poem, though, but it was good.
That's great.
So that's three. The others are, one person has said good, but there's no second reviewer. So somebody else needs to read, though, and check them.
Which are those that need another reviewer?
So there's Benjamin Pierce. There's Susan Evans. Jim Myros. Yoav Ben Yosef. And Mike Magnaro, which is the one you just mentioned, Mary.
Right.
And I think that's it on the old list. I'm not looking at the new one. Oh, wait a moment. Good, no rating. Oh no, that's, I already got that one. So James Geddes, you've also marked that as good, and nobody's checked on you, so
nobody's checked my work. Let me see if I can remember who he was.
I didn't remember this list existing, that's why I've never looked at it.
Oh, yeah. So that was an interesting one. James Geddes, I loved in the beginning, it was this sort of experience that I think will be familiar to people when your housemates or your family are out of the house and you're going to do something furtive and slightly illicit. It was just really charming the way he captured that. And then the furtive thing that he does is take a mind-altering substance and have a very strange trip with sexual overtones. which to me, like, I liked the beginning better than the trip part, but that could be taste, and so I'd be curious what other people thought about that one.
I've got some more here that I hadn't missed on the first cut through. So Jakob Kabina Ayamensa, that you rated good, but nobody else has checked, Mary. Michael Fiorito, you rated good, nobody else has checked. Patrick DiCarlo, you rated as excellent, nobody else has checked.
Oh yeah, I really like that one. I said my favorite poems in the whole batch, actually.
So Rick IR is another one that you rated good. Oh, I rated good. Oh no, that's one you rated not needs work. So let's take that one out. Sorry.
Where are all these? Are these all in the ethon?
Oh, these are on a spreadsheet in the cloud. Let me.
I have the spreadsheet open, but where are the actual pieces?
Oh yeah, they're also in the cloud. So they're all in folders, Metapsychosis folder.
Because you know what threw me off? You had mentioned the spreadsheet and we had started doing it, and then you were like, well, no, never mind, we're going to do the form. So somehow I assume we weren't doing anything with this anymore.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, we didn't transfer all the data. I'll be right back because the appliance guy is here.
Okay.
So I think that covers the ones that I don't know who took. I guess Marco did, so.
I don't know. I literally had no idea they were there, so I didn't even look at them. So I should probably go back and look them. Maybe I can update a few of them. I mean, that doesn't help us this second, but but if there's ones that you guys have confidence in, then I'm happy to add those to a list. I mean,
Yeah, Bridget, we've also, I mean, depending on how much you trust us, we've pre-sorted them. So you can skip the ones that we thought were bad. Okay. By the same time. Or you can dig into them. We might have missed some hidden gems.
Okay.
There's one, for instance, George Ivano Vasilev. No mm-hmm. rating, no rating. Nobody's reviewed it.
Yeah, and there's a few there that some of the names you just mentioned, Jeffrey, they were, I could swear that Marco has already looked at and talked to people about some of those pieces. I'm trying to remember some of the names. I was like, wait, I've heard that name. And Marco was like, oh yeah, I'm working on this. Don't look at it. So I don't know.
And I actually remember that title, Approach Life with Love. I don't know what's happened to the comments. I feel like, oh, he's got more than one in it there. No wonder, that was maybe what was confusing. The same author has two works. He's also got.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Another one that needs.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So I think I put my comments about both of them in the same.
So yeah. It needs work. But there's Tom Brother, Dolphin Wall Oars, also no rating, no rating.
This one I don't remember, so maybe I should go.
Yeah, to go back and take a look. Because like I said, I thought we were done with the spreadsheet, but I guess I screwed that up. So I'll go back and, again, we have a whole bunch at the end. The 11111 thing, I don't, oh, you look, I guess Mary, though, it says you looked at that, so.
I guess so, let's see.
That needs a second reviewer.
Okay. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe that's a good idea then, because maybe if we're going to talk about putting them together into one entry in the E-Zone, just making one list and one forum post, if I have a chance to go back and go through these, then at least we can have a second opinion. Or maybe Jeff, maybe you too. Or
I'll go through them too. I had the window about two or three weeks ago, and I went through the list from the opposite end of Mary. So she dealt with half the group, I dealt with the other half.
And there's some in the middle we overlapped on, yeah.
And then I haven't had time to do it again since, so.
Yeah, it's a rough time here right now because we are actually reopening our university library. So I've been dragged into all the planning for that. So yeah, it's been a distraction.
Yeah, I can imagine the logistics. I mean, here you can't, they don't let people in the shelves there. So they have to, somebody has to go get the book, and then they have a special waiting area, and then they quarantine the books when they're returned.
That's exactly what we're doing. Same thing. Yeah, we're only open five days a week, and then we have a pick list. They have to reserve it online, and then we go pull it, and somebody gets it out for them. Yep.
Cool. So is there a list here of what all the pieces that need another reviewer?
Everything that has color on it, it needs another reviewer, except a couple of them. A couple of them have good, so maybe I need to change the colors so that.
Well, I'm going to take a look through the list again. Now that I know it's here and I know that the pieces are here, then I'm going to go back and I'll try to come up with something at least through this weekend, because then it's like, then okay. Cool. And I know, yeah, that you guys might be also looking at some of these pieces too. So, you know, but I didn't realize it was here. Otherwise, I would look at them.
No worries.
Yeah, and we could also, I mean, if we're going to, I think, take a piece seriously, we should just enter it into the other system, because relic. We don't have to use this spreadsheet beyond this submission period.
Yeah, it's slightly chaotic way to go about doing work, but...
Yeah. True.
There's good and bad to it. But it's
hopefully we iron out our process, and next time it's smoother.
So if my color system is correct, red means nobody's reviewed it, blue means one person's reviewed it, and green means two people have reviewed it and it's good. But not quite. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Well, the green ones then are probably pretty reliable, I would think.
Well, there are only one person that's reviewed. Oh, the green ones are good. Yeah, yeah. It's the turquoise ones that are only one person.
Okay.
Yeah, but Anatolian green dreams you have turquoise, and it should be green.
Okay. Anatol.
That's the only one, but everything else is well labeled.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Hang on.
There's some people here who we've had interaction with. Jacob Kobina Mensa is one. He's submitted before. He also, when Andrew Field, you may remember him or not, he wanted to get involved, and it was a little weird because he said he wanted to work with this poet. And then when he replied to him, he kind of rejected his poems. So, and then they got into this discussion back and forth about experimentalism and form. And I actually I was too busy to really follow it. So I think I wouldn't mind returning his, he's an interesting poet. He is experimental. And I don't know whether I like it or not. You know, like, it's the kind of work where you have to maybe get what the writer is doing, and if you get what they're doing, then you can appreciate it and get, derive pleasure from the poetry. But there's also experimentalism that is a dead end. You know, it doesn't yield that kind of experience. So I wouldn't mind looking at that again. I personally want to look at Benjamin Pierce again, even though we discussed him, I remember, with Bridget. And we kind of were not totally, I don't think we were really enthused. And at the same time, when I've read it myself, there's something going on in it that I think is maybe, I don't know, I want to give it another chance, I guess, because.
So that's the one where I said I read in detail the beginning and the end, but I didn't read the whole thing. So mm-hmm. I thought it was strong, but I didn't really look into it in detail.
It's over the top. It's one of the, it's like a poem that I think is, I can relate to it because he's trying to kind of make a big statement, and I don't know whether it works or not, but I kind of sympathize. So I want to, yeah, and he's also, he's commented on a couple of things in the forum. He sort of stuck his toe in the water. So anyway, like, I think there might be a sort of like language quality to it, where if you slip beneath the level of literal meaning and just let the sound of the language do what it does, it might, I think it might do something. I was starting to feel that some kind of momentum in his words, but it also might just be mental masturbation. Like, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's why I feel the need to read again. But
Benjamin Pierce is the...
Oh, right. I remember this one too. Yeah, I had a hard time reading that one. But you might be right. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you need to read it out loud. I don't know. But it was weird. I didn't really take to it, but...
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, if I'll give it another look. I definitely want to look at the Patrick DiCarlo, since you like it so much, Mary.
Yeah, and since you mentioned Jacob Kobina-Mensah, I had a look at my comments on it. I had trouble, I flagged that I just had trouble focusing, like they felt really disparate and diffuse, but there were three in the whole batch. He sent us a big batch, and there were three that I flagged as liking. So if it were possible to choose just some of his poems to publish.
It seems like he has a lot.
Yeah.
He's published in a bunch of places and he submitted a bunch of work. So it's probably more where it came from.
Cool.
Okay. So I think we have next steps as far as completing our reviews and shaking the bush. Is that really the term? Like
shaking the tree?
Shaking the tree.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's like a berry bush. You can shake it.
It's what depends what.
What he? I know. He said
garden you're in.
Like shaking a bush, really? Okay.
Yeah, and then can we do like the blogs are up. And we also adjusted the format, the technical format, so that you don't have to have a featured image. There's a thin line at the top. It gives a little bit of an aesthetic. So we can blog. And your pieces are up. I haven't written a piece like that. I don't know if I can or would. I'm sure I can, but should or would have the time to. But we haven't really promoted those, and maybe
I think we could promote them a bit more. Sure.
Yeah, I think so too. Right away,
when we get off this meeting, I'll put it on my social medias, and
they are on Facebook. Yeah. I can see them show up there. So.
Oh, they are there.
They're on Facebook. Yeah, Brian George has been sending them around too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
You can post them on Twitter at least, or link to them, right? So, yeah.
They should be there too. I think those, because that there's an automatic, it automatically goes to Facebook and Twitter, but not anywhere else. So
yeah, you can set that or unset it on a per post basis. I think by default it is set to share to Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then you can customize the message that appears. Yes. That's in the Jetpack settings on the editor screen. So I mentioned, just maybe while we're on it, some technical notes that I hope that I fixed the issue with the updating the reviewers, the ratings on the submissions.
I get a chance, I'll have a look at it.
Give it a try. Hopefully, there's a known issue around the attribution of podcasts, like the podcast type is not being exposed properly to our relationship with the author is the creative agent, so it's just showing a default, and we're actually just working on that with technical support.
It's nice to see all the podcasts, the ones I posted up there. I'm not quite finished loading them yet, but...
Yeah. One thing is you don't need to include the title in the title of the episode. That will appear automatically by being assigned to that particular series, that particular show.
Like the Writing Off the Deep End, I don't have to put that in...
Right,
exactly.
Episode number and then the name of the episode.
Right? Yeah, and at episode number, there's a specific iTunes field for episode number, and you can type in there, or you might need to use a button to do that. But if you want to give episode numbers, then you can put it there, and then it'll be like in the right place for iTunes, and we don't need to add it to the title. So then the title could just be the specific content of that episode. The title of the episode, that is to say. And then the title of the series as a whole and the specific episode number would be like metadata that
gets... Yeah, if you look at the Chthonia stuff, you can see how that works, because you'll see where the episode number appears.
I wasn't sure whether the Apple fields were something I had to put in or whether the system automatically filled out those things somehow independently of me. So understanding that I have to put the numbers in and that's what shows up when it goes onto iTunes, now I understand, right?
It does pick up like the length of the audio, so you don't have to enter in
the duration of the audio. Yeah,
I think there's also a field for the date recorded, and that
I put that up myself because I put that up myself.
Okay.
Because the date recorded as the podcast is not the date it was recorded originally as a video. And so the dates I put in were the original video dates, not the podcast dates.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you could also put in the video, the YouTube, since those exist. And I noticed this last one is about illustration. And you talk about showing. So maybe just putting in the YouTube video link would allow people to watch it or listen as they wish.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I mean, and you said the last one is number 18, and that was number 11. So,
one of the last few ones. okay. Last technical note. The blog and the podcast are on the homepage now. So, if you haven't been to the homepage of Metapsychosis, you at the very top are the features, events, and then the latest three editors' blogs, the latest three podcasts. I think we have to have a link. We have to add a link to like see all editors' blogs and all podcasts, but then the features, and then the Readers Underground, which is missing. Oh, well, we just completed. It's missing Savitri, so I'll come back to that. And then the microdoses, which is kind of an occasional thing, and then the forum. So I also updated the menu. I added podcasts to the menu, and I changed about to meta so that I can add in a login link there later.
I thought meta, oh, that sounds like something I should click on.
So it's like a catch-all for all sort of content about the site or that's adjacent to the main publication. I heard a bell.
Yeah, I heard a whistle, it sounded like.
Well, it wasn't here.
No, that was on mine. Sorry, my text messages come up on my computer. So
nice.
It's crazy. I mean, it's helpful, but it's annoying. So,
do we want to speak about any specific pieces that more than one of us has read?
About Annie's, you said,
or any.
Were there any that were borderline that we need to make that we were like on the fence about that we should come to a decision on?
Or just talking about any of them in general? I don't know.
What did we think? What about Spiritual Barber seemed kind of borderline to me? It got one good and one needs work.
I have to go back and remember why, because I'm doing it in the submissions end, and so we put a rating, but I didn't put notes, yeah. So I can't quite remember what it was. I just remembered that when I started reading that one, it kind of grabbed me, like I liked where it was going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I read the entire thing, but I felt like it was, I don't know, it had a feel to it, made me want to read more of it, so that's what I can remember about what I thought of it.
A good polished style. The payoff was pretty understated.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Maybe. But maybe understated is a virtue here.
It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to go back and reread it again. I think I should actually get in the habit of putting comments on the bottom so I can remember.
Well, I had comments, but I need to find them where I put them. They're on the in the posting on the site, and I can't find the link to it right now. Is there a way to link to that here? Not directly, huh?
Oh, to the
Infinite to the E-Zone site where we talk about a spiritual barrier forever.
Oh, it's on the E-Zone too. See, wow, I'm like, I am. So
yeah, so each submission should have a corresponding post in the E-Zone when it's submitted.
There's no way to click from our table to the E-Zone field.
Yeah, that's all right. That's a good.
It's a bit of a.
Okay. See, this I didn't realize either. I mean, I wasn't sure what we were doing with E-Zone. Okay, so now I know.
That's a good point. We
now I found it.
May be able to add a link in there.
So here's my note. I should probably rate this as good as Bridget, but I feel the name of the main character needs some motivation. Is it a name others call him or a name he calls himself? This spiritual barber thing. I would interpret the story very differently depending on the answer. If he calls himself the spiritual barber, then the story reads very differently than if somebody else calls him the spiritual barber.
Right. That's a good point. Now I remember it, now that you're saying it.
And there are a few minor English corrections also, but it was very much that thing that I felt needed some clarity. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That could be a thing we could ask the writer to fix.
Yeah.
Like that's a fairly targeted...
Yeah.
Request. We could say if you felt comfortable addressing this comment, then we would consider it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, so Jeffrey, would you get in touch with him?
You want me to do that? I'm happy to do that.
Cool. And for the minor English stuff, I think it's small enough that I'd feel fine being the proofreader to fix it up.
Okay.
So we don't have to ask him. I mean, you could ask him to check for errors, but if there's ones left, I can get them.
Yeah.
So I'm at the submissions table, and maybe starting from the top, there's also Compromise by Francesca Darling.
So I did a lot of work over the weekend when I was at a cottage without Wi-Fi, so that's why I did the weekend, but I do have notes. I can't actually see what you put, Bridget. Was it reject?
I rejected it. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Okay, that's what I would have done too.
What
did I say? I said something like, the feeling is here, but it's missing a story or particular language that brings it alive. It's just, it's a kind of emotional outpouring.
Right, and it didn't seem to have any purpose to it or any kind of direction to it. I was just like, okay, so what are you saying? Like, what's the point? That's kind of the way I felt about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Gasp was interesting. I liked it as poetry, and I see that it got two goods as well. It's not. It seemed not quite. It seemed unusual for us. Like, it's not necessarily the kind of theme or subject matter we often go for, which is not a reason to. But it's sort of this like family childhood. I can't maybe articulate why it felt thematically not us, but that wasn't a negative criticism. I think like it could be new ground.
Yeah.
It was a bit overwrought and feverish, but it was about like a pubescent teenage boy with a crush on his teachers. So, so the the feverishness of the language fit the subject matter.
Okay. I haven't looked at that at all.
Okay. It's three short prose poems, so it's not not too dense.
Okay. Well, so that's like a maybe. It's a candidate at this point. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we can maybe decide on that finally, like when we have a full picture of all of our material. I mean, maybe like those borderline cases, it's like, all right, if we have room in the schedule, then that is where we could add them in. But otherwise, you know, they don't make it. I think I figured out what's wrong too with the status thing, with the saving. But I'm gonna look at it after our call.
Okay.
Yeah, I just noticed that what's on the front end is different than what's on the back end, and that might be. There might be some kind of conflict.
Yeah.
So there was also, it sounds like A Walk Beside the River Elf is going to be rejected.
Yeah.
The Waiting Room at the End of the World as well. We Lepers. Mm-hmm. And then Weekend Getaway. Like, what was your rating on that, Jeffrey? I can fix that for you now.
Lepers was reject.
Weekend Getaway?
No, we can't get it. I don't know what that is. Hang on.
You have your name on it, so we weren't sure what the rating was.
I lost my... We can get away.
I have to admit, I bounced off that one. I felt like I was a few pages in and I still didn't know much about the character. I was having trouble connecting with the character because I knew almost nothing about him a few pages in, but seeing it get an excellent makes me feel like maybe I should have finished reading it.
You know what might be the problem with that one is that I think it is kind of part of a series. Like, I think he's expected you read the ones before, so this seems like it's kind of, we might need to actually kind of, maybe that might need to be clarified for sure.
Yeah. Although he did say in his comments that it is kind of part of the series, but not necessarily, I think.
I think he's using the same characters in the same, even though it's, yeah, maybe it's not necessarily a continuation of the last one, but I get the feeling it's kind of in the same vein, you know?
From my notes on it,
not quite sure what I did with the note, but it wasn't reject. I don't think it was needs work. I don't know why it's not showed up on the rating.
But if you can, if you remember what it is, I can update that.
Yeah, well, I think it was needs work. I remember because you published him before, and so I thought, well, he must be decent. When I read it, I felt that it needed work. I felt that it wasn't quite where it needed to be. But I'm trying to figure out what my notes were, and I need to hunt them down. I'm not quite sure what I've done with them. I tried to put them up somewhere, but obviously I missed on something.
I think it would be worth sharing that feedback, whatever feedback you have, even just a few words. And that might prompt him. He has accepted feedback from us before.
Yes.
And he's revised his work. So this could be a case where that happens. Like I mentioned, I think something about his writing, it does take a kind of, it's like you click with it or not in a way, like, cause it's a particular like voice, or there's like this quirkiness in the perspective and like the way things move. He's almost like this kind of, it's a character, you know, it's sort of like an unnamed self who is sort of witnessing events unfold that, you know, don't always have a logical.
Oh, I think I found my notes. This is me, not you, Mary, right? I'm about five pages in and I don't feel I know anything about the main character. Is that you or
that's
me?
That's probably me. Yeah, yeah, I think I said that.
Yeah, you just said that.
Yeah, that was the...
it's not my note.
Please, so. So I don't think it's worse.
I'm just remembering Candy Countdown, which was his first one. And it was, yeah, that was the whole thing, is that the character is somebody, but it's like he doesn't know who he is. So it's kind of a weird, and I remember I had to read that one like 3 or 4 times to go, wait, what am I missing here? But I don't know. It grew on me, I guess, is what it is.
If I can't find my notes, I'll read it again, and I'm sure I'll figure out what my problem was again. So.
Oh yeah, that was it. Yeah.
I would give him the feedback, and I can add what it. Maybe we can combine our feedback. That the payoff just wasn't enough for me.
I think that's something like it. Was this thing where it was constantly moving and shifting ground in terms of what was going on, and you never really got a sense, even at the end, it never seemed to loop back on itself in any kind of sense of a complete story. It just didn't seem to go anywhere. I don't know whether I'm making any sense when I say that, but I mean, you could see that was the style, and maybe, and I read back some of his other work, and I can see it. It ties in with the earlier stuff that he did, but the earlier stuff that he published had a sense to it of actually delivering something. This didn't deliver.
I had to go back and reread it again. I had read it, and I don't know. It may just be because I'm prejudiced, because I've read all the other stuff and I kind of get it, but I don't know. It might, probably should be more discussion about it.
Like, it sounds like what we have to offer might be kind of concrete enough that a revise and resubmit is the right answer, too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I mean, like I said, that's fine. It's, you know.
The reason I like him is that he's very easy to read to me. And I can just kind of float down the river when, like, last night I read the story, and it doesn't. It's kind of liminal in that way. It kind of feel it's in that sort of theta wave dream state space that is kind of floating through experiences, and there's uncanny things happening. And sometimes I feel like his points aren't deep enough. Like, he could say something a little bit deeper than he does. Like, in this case, it appears that the cookies that he ate were laced with something, some kind of psychedelic, or some kind of, maybe they were pot cookies, and then he had this visionary kind of experience, and it's the same kind of experience that this other guy had, but it just felt a little bit too contrived, that part of it. And I think if he can get more into like the subtle, like, paradoxes and the kind of more of the conundrums that, you know, that attend to liminal states, dream states, psychedelic states, that it wouldn't feel as kind of light. It would have a little bit more gravitas. It would have a little more kind of grab, like, to the weirdness. Let's try to turn this into some feedback for him, because it could help. He seems to be responsive, and I think he knows how to write, and he has like a sort of artistic sensibility to what he's doing. All right.
I'm doing my hourly stand up.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to hear about more death today. I have another aunt in El Salvador who's like on her deathbed. So, and I just got a call from the aunt who told me about my other aunt. So, yeah. Death, 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 death. Remembering Whitman. Sweetest song. Okay. So
I feel like we made a lot of progress today. At least in sort of housekeeping kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're going to start putting together that calendar. So by the next time we meet, we'll have a
we'll be able to plan our whole autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of think
about it. That'd be very nice.
Time between now and next time is in 2 weeks, right? Yeah, 2 weeks. So I should have time to read through, you know, a number of the submissions that are already in the hopper, as it were,
mm-hmm.
Before then. So.
Yeah, I have a long weekend, so hopefully I can spend some time on it. I'm actually off tomorrow and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So be nice. Cool. Get some stuff done.
Yeah, I'm starting to get past. I still have a lot of technical work to do, but I'm having a little more time for reading, and I'm surrounded by papers and printouts, and so I'll be getting through things. And by the next time we can start, yeah, we can definitely put together our calendar, which would be really nice. So yeah, anything else? We still have a little time.
Oh, this is not related to this, but Marco and Jeffrey. Marco, your episode that we filmed of interviewed you is what's going up this week.
Really?
And it just occurred to me that we often ask the interviewee to vet the description. Like, what would you like us to put in the description?
Oh, sure,
conversation yet? And if there's a link to your work that you'd like just a bio that goes in a YouTube video.
Oh, sure.
Also, I had to cut the middle part out of your poetry recital. So I actually put in the end, in the credits, recital excerpt of a prayer for the underlaborers. So that
it
wasn't the whole poem, but only a part of it.
Okay. Well, how long, because it's too long?
Because it was too long to fit in the sort of our normal framework.
Okay.
And there is a dissolve in the middle. So there's another clue that there is a piece that's cut from the middle of the poem. So.
Okay. All right. I'll hear it and let you know what I think about that. we could link to the, my profile on metapsychosis. And I could look at the description you have in mind, then.
I usually write those up, Mary. Live. So I guess
I can give you the text of the poem as well if you need that.
Oh, that would be good actually. We could put the whole poem down actually.
Hmm. I think, or I might want to save it to publish.
You might want to save it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because that was going to be kind of a co-publication with Heather, and we were going to publish her piece and my piece and sort of have a dialogue around those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I have to write out a description of Marco that he can correct, Mary, because I usually write those out at the last minute. So.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you want to do it, or I can do it,
you can do it. I'm happy that
we could skim it off whatever the bio description is on metapsychosis.
Okay.
Might do that too. So, okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure that was good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it for me.
Oh, I need to play catch up.
Cool. How are your other projects going?
Well, the other novel I was writing, I finished it at 90,000 words. So that's good, but it does need a whole lot of revision before it really can go anywhere. So, but I've been distracted by the other work stuff. So, it was just I got another whole set of podcasts done through like mid-October, I think. And then, it's just been, promoting Maeve, promoting the other stuff, the novella and some other things. So that's been about it.
Cool. Reminds me that we haven't gotten any reviews. We haven't talked about reviews, but that's another category that
we could. Because I'm going to write a review of Maeve, if you don't mind it. So
that'll be awesome. Thank you.
I will get that done on my list.
I read it already, so that's good.
Yeah.
Well, and Mary, just before we started, I was mentioning to Marco that I've been thinking that might like to start another reading group online, to deal with to do Nalo Hopkinson's Girl in a Brown Ring.
Brown Girl in the Ring.
Brown Girl in a Ring.
Maybe.
So I don't know whether you're interested in that, but
I'm theoretically interested, but figuring out how to juggle
all
the work that I'm not doing
because it won't happen until September. Because I need to take it slower in August, but September-ish or something like that. That I was thinking about. So it takes me a while to organize these things anyway. So.
All right. We'll see. We'll see if I can get on top of the mountain of sand that is my to-do list. So.
Good. Cool. It's just hit 90 degrees in this room, so I think I'm gonna take a break.
Go get some ice water and relax.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for the meeting.
It's 30 degrees here, if I'm not mistaken, or more.
Yeah, we're in the dog days of summer here. It's been like 90 every day, high 90s every day for the last week, couple weeks now. Yeah.
We're supposed to cool off next week, but we've been the same. Mm. So. I can't wait till we cool off.
Yeah, I love it.
They have pumpkin beer in the liquor stores. I was like, okay, this is good. Fall is coming. It's got to cool off.
All right. Yeah. All right, good. See you all in a couple weeks.
See you all here now. Yep, a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's good. Bye.